victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And in John 8, you see Jesus operating in the wisdom of God. You remember they brought to him the woman that had been caught in adultery. I guess they walked in the bedroom and found her with somebody else's husband. And they drug her out of there into the street, either unclothed or partially clothed and certainly embarrassed, and threw her down in front of Jesus' feet. And they said, we caught this woman in the very act. And the Moses law said, stone her. But what do you say? This ain't about adultery. This ain't about this woman. This ain't about keeping the law. What's it about? Jesus. They're trying to cause him trouble. They're trying to make him look bad. They think they got him either way he goes. See, there's a devilish wisdom, right? We've talked about that. We've seen that. See, the devil is the one who inspired these people to do this. Doesn't it sound devil-inspired? Because love covers, right? If you caught somebody in sin, love does not want to hang them out to dry in the public square. So the devil's inspiring this, and he thinks he's going to back Jesus into a corner and say, all right, now, Moses in the law said, stone her. Very plain. What do you say? Now, the people were looking at them. Now they're looking at Jesus. What's he going to say? See, the devil thinks if he says, stone her, is what the law says, then the people will go, he's as bad as they are. Hard-hearted. But if he says, don't stone her, then what can they say? You crosswise with Moses and the law. You can't be right. What do we need here today in the court square with everybody watching on? What do we need? Somebody says, well, Jesus is God. He already knew. No. No. The Bible said that Jesus emptied himself. He laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men. He didn't stop being God, but he laid aside his ability as God. Somebody said, how could he do that? He's God. He could do it. But for instance, do you remember the Bible said he learned, he grew in wisdom? How can you grow in wisdom and you're operating in omniscience? See what I'm saying? No, he's operating like a man, like you, like me. I know that seems hard for some folk to believe, but you study the scriptures carefully, you have to see it. And notice what he did. Verse 6, this they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus did what? Started talking real fast. Consulted with his disciples. Called and asked for prayer. What did he do? Notice what he didn't do. He didn't start talking. Oh man, this is so important. He didn't just pick. See, the devil is all the time trying to back you and me into a corner and get us to choose between two wrong choices. And he tries to get you to play by his rules. You gotta pick. A or B. A or B. A or B. You got to pick. Might as well pick. You got to pick. A or B. Oh, but if you'll stop and check with God, He'll tell you about C, D, and E. Is that right? And oh, it makes the devil mad, but tough. See, the devil's been around a long time. Long time. He's been deceiving men for a long time. And he was, you know, a created being before that. And so he has some wisdom, some devilish wisdom. So if it's you and I are pitting our wisdom against his, wouldn't be much of a match. You know, you think about, you know, a 50-year-old who's got experience in some things competing with the wit of a 2-year-old. Well, how about somebody who's been around for millennia? Wouldn't be much of a match. But God is in us. And He gives us His wisdom. And the devil can't even touch that. He can't even touch that. And I know it must infuriate him, but tough. It ain't fair. Who said it had to be? Jesus stoops down and starts writing. Now there's conjecture about what he wrote, but it doesn't say what he wrote, so we don't know what he wrote. Because it didn't say. And, you know, while he's doing it, verse 7 says what? They continued asking him. So this took longer than a second or two. They were asking him, and they just kept on asking him. They were grilling him. They were pressuring him. What's he doing? Notice, what did he not do? Didn't give him an answer. He didn't just choose. And he wrote, and he stooped, and he wrote, and they continued. They're standing over him and go, what about it, preacher? Stoner or not? What do you say? See, they think they got him. And then he gets it. You wait on the Lord. Right? They that seek, they find. You ask, it'll be given to you. Knock, it'll be open. He's got it. He stands up. He said, whichever one of you is without sin, you go ahead and throw the first stone. And stoops down. And starts writing again. Oh, the tables are turned now. All the people are looking at him like, you better not pick up a rock. I know you. I know where you were last night too. How do we think you knew where she was? And where to find them? Somebody started to pick up a rock and four people looked at him like, you gotta be kidding me. And one by one, they all left. And the woman, you know, stood up. He looked at her. He said, where's your condemners? She said, nobody. She said, neither do I condemn you. He didn't say it was all right. What did he say? Go. So she had sin. And what? Sin. No more. Mercy. And this thing turned out the way it should have turned out. Her going home, able to get her life back together, right? Yeah. Them being shown, their hypocrisy being shown to the crowd. Yeah. Them having to leave. It turned out the way it was supposed to. Right. How? By the wisdom of God. Being able to discern when to say something and what to say and not just pick between A and B. Do you see this? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go to Proverbs again, please. Proverbs 11. Is this important? Do you believe this is? Can you learn how to look and check on the inside and get discernment and know in every situation When to say something, when not to. When to make a move, when not. Now here's a real, we've already talked about this, but this is such a valuable thing. What do you do if you don't know? You wait. In faith, not in fear. In faith, what does that mean? Expecting to see and know any moment. But you refuse to just do something because the pressure is on. You refuse to just act so you don't have to fool with it anymore. I think this is one of the biggest deals in parenting. We could talk about that, now, couldn't we? You got to discern when just saying a word is okay and when it's not. And when you tried to talk to them about something or took away a privilege and it's not done. When they say, okay, and they stomp and shut the door, you're not done. I know you're tired. I know you don't want to fool with it. And it might take 4 hours. Are y'all with me? But you get it done right. I'm not talking about beating the child with a shoe. I'm just talking about who's going to give in. Uh-huh. Did you hear me? Yeah. And it ain't supposed to be you.
Amen.
You do it right, you won't have to do this every week.
That's right. Amen.
But you got to discern something beside your bed calling you. Or your TV tray and your show coming on. You got to know what time it is. There are times, I don't care what you had planned, it ain't time for that. It's time for you to take care of business. Somewhere else. There's times to be playing and out of the office, and there's times not to be. There's times for recreation and hobbies, and there's time when you should be doing something else. Remember we talked about that. He said, does riches endure forever? He said, you need to know that your, what was it, the lambs are for this and the goats are for this. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
And we talked about that. That's why people mess up their money. They get paid, and if they check their heart, what's this money for?
Yes.
Well, they'd see this is for tithe, this is for offering, this is for that and rent, and this is for insurance, and this is to pay some extra on this principal. But flesh says this is to party.
Yeah.
Right? You have to discern. What is it for? What is the time for? What is this opportunity? What are these resources for? A wise man, wise woman's heart discerns.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602M. That's R1602M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.